Here are all the ways that SpaceX is a scam. Section 1, timeline slipping and scientific incoherence. At the Code conference in 2016, Elon first promised that he would have a mission to Mars within the next 24 months, so by 2018. By September that year, still in 2016, that had slipped already, and he was stating he could get the first flight by 2022. Then in September 2017, he said that he was aiming for 2024. 2018 came and left with zero SpaceX missions launched to Mars. And then 2020 came and left with zero SpaceX missions launched to Mars. 2022, still no space mission to Mars. And by 2024, he posted on X saying that it would actually be 2026. And we are now over halfway through 2026, still no Mars. Now the SpaceX website says there will be nothing earlier than 2028. Elon cannot go to Mars. The science, NASA's own science, proves this. The radiation alone kills the crew in transit. NASA has a career radiation limit for astronauts. It is a hard ceiling across the astronaut's entire career because exposure to radiation literally makes you die of painful cancer. That limit that NASA sets, you burn through it just on the way out, never mind getting back. This is confirmed in a 2025 peer-reviewed study published in Nature Scientific Reports. You don't get to go twice, you might not get back, and you will barely survive going once. And if there happens to be any kind of solar flare or solar event, then that would deliver a lethal dose in seconds, and you have no warning. They're incredibly unpredictable, and there's no material on Earth that we have yet found that is adequate at shielding from these blasts. In 2018, NASA published research in Nature Astronomy. This research confirmed that terraforming Mars is not possible with any of our present-day technology, and it cannot become possible under any foreseeable development they're aware of. Mars's atmosphere is 0.6% the pressure of Earth's. Mars does not have an atmosphere, and it never will. The surface temperatures on Mars are average minus 63 degrees Celsius. Mars has no magnetic field. Cosmic rays and solar radiation hit the surface of Mars continuously. That radiation will kill you. You are not safe inside of a structure. We do not have any material or technology that can shield you from the explosive radiation of the sun. Colonizing Mars is literally incompatible with the laws of physics. You will never be able to live on Mars. It's not possible. But every rocket that gets launched in the attempt is making this planet less habitable. The Falcon 9 burns RP-1 kerosene. Every single launch of one of these rockets is injecting black carbon, soot, directly into the upper stratosphere. Black soot from rockets that gets deposited in the upper stratosphere doesn't go anywhere. It can't rain it out. It's literally building up. It will block out the sun, which I think is what Mr. Burns wants. This kind of stratospheric soot is approximately 500 times more potent as a climate forcing agent, just emitted further up, kills us worse and faster. Yay! What a visionary! SpaceX conducted 329 orbital launches in 2025. Every single one of those launches deposited more black carbon into the stratosphere. Researchers at UCLA published in Earth's Future in May 2026 that the global space sector, which is driven overwhelmingly by SpaceX's launch cadence, will release approximately 870 tons of stratospheric soot by 2029. That is a lot of soot in not a long time at all. Then there's the Starlinks. So Starlinks should be heavily regulated and monitored because they are made from critical minerals. Starlinks are made from aluminium or aluminum, depending on where you live. Tinfoil hats. It's actually a finite critical mineral, and we need it for the hats, right? We need the tinfoil. We need it for more than just hats. We need it in ventilators, surgical equipment. It's used in cars. It's used in manufacturing. It's even used for cans, which we probably could be not doing that as well. Aluminium is refined from bauxite ore. It's not sustainable. It will run out. and the process of refining it is incredibly toxic. For every single ton of aluminium that gets produced and put into a Starlink, 1 to 2.5 tons of red mud is also generated. This is caustic, highly alkaline waste slurry with a pH as high as 13.8. If you fall in it, it'll kill you. And it's dissolving the ground and leaking into the water basin wherever there's a plant like this, including Limerick, Ireland. Already, 4 billion tons of this caustic red mud sit in containment ponds that we don't know what to do with. It cannot be easily treated. It cannot be released. It has to be monitored. It kills all life on contact. It leaches into the ground. It contains arsenic, chromium, lead, mercury. There are 80 of these plants all operating right now, producing more and more red mud every day to feed demand for aluminium from arseholes like this. The issue with the Starlinks is not even that they're made of aluminium, it's that they are deliberately designed to burn up on re-entry. This is not a necessity. It's not a product failure. It's not the only engineering option that was available. It is technically possible for you to land a Starlink and recycle it. But Elon doesn't do that because planned obsolescence. Why would he do that when he can charge the American government for new materials? These are designed for demise. The engineering of a satellite that will completely vaporize on atmospheric re-entry rather than leaving physical debris on the ground. Except let's just quickly correct that framing. Rather than leave physical debris on the ground, rather than have to land them safely and collect your debris, you littering fuck. SpaceX has no incentive to optimize Starlinks for recovery and recycling, because retrieving, recycling, or refurbishing old Starlinks does not make them the most money. And so, as a business decision, not a technical necessity, SpaceX replaces the entire Starlink constellation every 5 years. This is so incredibly, arrogantly wasteful. Imagine doing that with finite resources and then going and having an army of children. You are literally eating your own kids. It's like Kronos, but for stupid people. The worst part is Elon knows all this. He has a physics degree. SpaceX is not a legitimate company. It is a money laundering vehicle that is murdering people. Conducting an industrial operation at the scale SpaceX operates, knowing that the physical byproducts of that operation degrade our breathable air and give people cancer, and continuing anyway, is not negligence. The research was published. The mechanism was explained. Repeatedly. The projections are modeled. SpaceX cannot pretend that it is not aware that the science on this is clear. It is murderous. Yet they are knowingly accelerating this process that will kill people. People who cannot consent to the risk, who cannot protect themselves from it, and who will possibly not even understand that the source of their cancer was Elon. Possibly are the very ones who are most manipulated into buying this hot potato stock. Forget not buying his stock. He's trying to kill you. Respond accordingly.